So I talked about the strength training aspect of it, but a lot of people like to do more cardio, like longer distance bike rides or runs or stuff along those lines, where the fueling is going to be more, maybe especially during the fueling, it's going to be more simple carbs. But I also have always wondered, especially if someone has gone through the bypass and you're eating like a gel shot during a run, how does that have that?
Yeah, so to prevent like dumping. So there's a certain threshold for dumping syndrome. So usually, and we have had gastric bypass patients that have done marathons, and they will use like the gels, but for one, just like anybody doing a marathon, experiment first and kind of see what works best along the way, but and how often you need to be doing it and what feels comfortable, but because it is a little different for everybody. But usually they can do a gel and then wait a little bit because it will absorb pretty quickly, and then they can move on and keep doing it. For other people, they'll just do like a diluted sports drink instead of water along the way, and then that kind of sustains them. But yeah, usually they're fine because the threshold is about 15 grams of carbs. So some people are a little bit more sensitive, but a lot of people can usually get away with that much. So usually that's plenty to be able to keep going throughout a race.
And then the fueling before, I don't think I'm not a big carb fueler before. So.
Usually, well, and again, you know, usually your body adapts to whatever fuel you're giving it, so you can kind of retrain your body. So they do just fine. So they'll have, you know, a little bit of carbohydrates with their protein. So remember, if they have straight carbohydrates, they're going to absorb it quickly.
Right.
The protein's going to kind of help them use it longer.
Right.
And then they may have to have, you know, something along the way or just right after they're done. So the timing of it is kind of individual. So we work a lot with them on that when they're training for those things. But yeah, it can be done. We've had people do Ironmans and all kinds of stuff. So
it's not that much different than really any other kind of life.
Exactly. And you can do pretty much the same thing other athletes do. You just start with that or kind of ease into that and kind of see how, and then we can adjust it. Based on what symptoms they're feeling or energy levels they're feeling.